Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Hello. I never know how to start these things, Carly. You know?
It's almost like...
I feel like I'm done talking for the day, but then we record this thing. So then I'm like, oh no, I need one more bit of energy. One burst of speech, you know?
Yeah, you've hit your word capacity.
I have. Yep.
You would think that we'd be able to get it together when all we have to do is just sit and talk in climate-controlled conditions.
Well, the climate at the moment is almost like the Sahara Desert in here. It's hot as hell.
Here we go. Just an Aussie battler.
Just trying to make it.
In front of his microphone. Yeah. Trying to make it in this world.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sweating my butt off. I wish. It's so hot in here. It's like the spotlight. I feel it. It's gross. Anyway, people don't want to hear about that. They want to hear, you know what's weird about this, right, is because it's the podcast intro, I always feel like I want to sound a little bit more podcasty versus radio-y, if that makes sense.
Oh, like, now what podcast are we thinking? Are we thinking, like, you're going to go Joe Rogan?
I'm thinking Joe Rogan. I'm thinking
a little bit controversial.
COVID is a scam. And
oh, don't say it.
No, I don't know. Like, just a little, like, almost like a little bit more mellow. Like, just like, hey,
you know
guys,
what's funny is...
Podcast.
A lot of women these days are gauging whether or not they'll date a guy based on whether or not they listen to Joe Rogan.
That's fair.
Because it says a lot about men.
It's a shame because I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast when it first started. Like, I was like, I think I was about, it was about 12 episodes in. And I started, I got onto it and I binged those 12. And I was like, oh, I like, because I like the UFC. I was like, this is a cool kind of thing. And he would talk about that. And he would talk about his comedian because he's a funny comedian. And I was like, yeah, cool. This is kind of cool. And he'd chat to interesting people. And then I just stopped listening for a while. And then it turned into what it is today, where he's telling people to eat elk meat. And
do you know what, though? Full disclosure, I hate listening to Joe Rogan. Yeah. So I listen to a lot of him. Yeah. But it's more just, I sit there and I roll my eyes at it all.
Yeah. They're so long, but they're like three-hour podcasts.
Yeah. But he does get paid per download, so I am a part of the problem.
Yeah, well, I'm not downloading it, so I'm not. But he's on like number one podcast in the world. Like, yeah. And by like a country mile. Like, he's like no one can touch him. Isn't that insane?
You know what's weird is when he first came onto the scene, I thought, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Because he just come out of nowhere almost.
I knew him from Fear Factor.
Well, that's it. That's when I did a bit of a deep dive on him, and it was like he was a host of Fear Factor.
Yeah.
So he really is the first person to really become famous off a podcast.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, but he was doing his stuff. But yeah, I think like mainstream success. I mean, everyone knows who he is now, better or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get him on our show so we can get some downloads. That's that's what we need.
He does not need us.
No, we need him. Joe, if you're listening, and I know you are, please, slide into our DMs. We want to have you on. I'll try some elk, mate. I don't know what it would taste like. Is that venison? That's like venison, right?
I don't know. Do we even have elk? We don't have elk here.
No, I don't think so, but he can dig some up. It's Joe Rogan. He can do whatever he wants. Joe, I'm happy to eat some elk meat and try some COVID alternatives. Please come on the show. Do you reckon he bought it?
Not at all. In fact, if he is listening to this, I will be shocked.
I won't. I know he's a big fan. Joe, shout out to you. Enjoy the podcast and everyone else, if you're listening by now. Enjoy the podcast as well. There you go.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of mates staying with us at the moment.
Yeah, so you're staying at your in-laws' place.
Yes.
And then your mates are staying with you where you're staying at your in-laws.
It's a full house. We are packed to the rafters.
It. Yeah, okay.
No, but to put it in context, though, it's my husband's childhood best friend. So he knows this house. He was like a piece of the furniture growing up there. So it's not... So, not, you know, everyone's comfortable with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he has brought his girlfriend up to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, it was their 3-year anniversary. So we knew that this was happening. So we, my husband and I had said to Guy, his best mate, look, if you guys want to peel off at any time of the day and do your own thing, let us know. Like, we don't want to get in the way of any moments.
Absolutely. It's their anniversary. And, yeah. You don't want to be hovering around. Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, no worries. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, he still hasn't done anything. We've just basically had
the night of the anniversary. So he's had all day. Okay. Yep.
All day to do something, to action it.
Yeah.
And for dinner, we decided, oh, we've been eating pretty crap. Let's cook up a nice, healthy dinner.
So all four of you at dinner.
Yep.
Okay, yep. All
so right. We've got the music playing, the wine's pouring, we're all having a good time,
mm-hmm.
and my husband's cooking this beautiful dinner for everyone, and we sit down to eat, And Guy looks over, who's done nothing, mind you. He's done absolutely nothing, not lifted a finger for this dinner. I've set out all the place settings, made it nice for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks over at Sian and goes, "Happy anniversary, babe."
Oh, that's so weird.
And me and Russell are sitting there and she is not having it. Like, she is just like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's in the moment. He's like, "Look what I've done." Like,
he hasn't done anything.
And me and Russell are sitting there and I'm thinking, my husband has just cooked your anniversary dinner. And so anyway, and then Guy's like persisting with the moment, like, "Oh no, I'm going to try again and go in again to create this moment," because she hasn't, you know, and we're, mind you, this is a tiny table. It's a fourth seater. Like, we're almost touching knees.
Yeah.
And so he goes round for another landing and he goes, "Hey, babe. I remember when I met you. You're the best thing that's ever happened." And me and Russell are sitting and they're like, "Do we get up and leave?" But like, the dinner's sitting there. We don't want it to get cold. And she is just not, she is just looking away. And I was and in hindsight, we shouldn't have been sitting at that table with them having that dinner.
No.
Oh, my God. And so after dinner, I'm like, "We've got to get out of here. We've got to clear the room out." But my husband, again, cannot take a hint. So he brings out the beers and then all of a sudden it becomes about those two. And they spend the whole rest of the night reminiscing on their friendship. It was the worst anniversary ever. I felt so bad for Sian.
Yeah,
and I did pull Guy aside and I said, "You owe her." And he goes, "Oh, don't worry. I'm taking her fishing tomorrow."
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
Oh, God. She does not fish, mind you.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe when she realizes there are other fish out in the sea, long gone.
Yeah, I don't see the fourth happening.
But 131060, I want to know, when did you share a moment with someone? Have you or have been that awkward person like me and my husband where you know you're somewhere where you shouldn't be?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had this happen to you?
Yeah, I for a brief part of my honeymoon, I hung out with my mate in America.
Oh, that's not right. You've got to go.
It was a 6-week like honeymoon.
There's no,
it was
justifying
huge.
It.
And there was a few days that we just happened to be going to WrestleMania and all hanging out at the same time.
WrestleMania on the honeymoon?
Look, this is a whole, I'm not going to take another lecture over this. I get this from every person I brought this up to. She was fine. We did things that she wanted to do as well. Just not those few days. That was what I wanted to do.
1060.
Okay.
Who did you share a moment with? Give us a call.
Yeah, we got Sammy on the line from Bunbury. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, who did you share that moment with?
So one of my friends was going through a really bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around to pick up her dogs from the house. She was in the process of moving out. She had a feeling that this her ex was cheating on her.
Okay.
And found the swimmer, like her, this chick swimmers all throughout her house. Oh. And all this proof that while she is in the process of moving out, he's had her over there.
Oh.
So she like full went to a mental breakdown, started burning swimmers, and I'm just standing there like, "Okay, all right, this is a vibe. All right, what can we do?"
Wow.
So you're being the good girlfriend. You're doing the good girlfriend thing of like, "All right, I'll match your chaotic energy right now."
Pretty much. It really went into a vibe of like, "Okay, what can we destroy now?" And like, not a good moment looking
oh my
back,
God.
But it was a full vibe.
Wow.
So did you feel awkward for being there, or were you like, "I'm glad I'm here to be with her in this moment," or do you think she should have been left alone to just rage?
No, you can't leave her alone. What are you talking about? She's handling fire.
Look, it was a situation where it was really hard. Like, you're 50-50. Like, one, you didn't want to be there because it was so awkward, but at the same time, you don't want to leave your friend in that situation.
And also the goss, I mean, just quietly, like, you want to know what else is found. Like, I mean, that's just me maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we did a thorough search after that.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. Well, fire cleanses everything. So. Wow. All right. I was expecting when we said that we were going to do this phoner that we were going to get a call like, "Oh, I stood next to someone while a wedding proposal happened." Didn't expect that one, Carly.
You know what, though? I know what I'd rather be a part of.
Yeah, me too. It's official. Holidays are well and truly over. They're a thing in the past. And I feel that more so than ever because today I am officially back on a bin schedule properly, like a wheelie bin schedule. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, because what, do you just not have any rubbish over the holiday period? You're not talking about
much.
At work.
So,
are you talking?
No. I'm talking about like in my house, like the wheelie bins. So, you know, like we were lucky where our bin schedule didn't change the whole holidays. But because you have like the excess rubbish over like the holiday period, it takes you like, you know, two cycles, maybe three cycles to catch right up to get it back to normal. And so I can officially declare, and I know people are very excited for me. I can feel the congratulations text coming through. I am officially back on schedule. We have nothing sitting in the garage to go into the bin. Everything that is in the bin needs to be there, and it is there.
I've got two more carton boxes to go.
Yes,
do you
same.
Do that over the holidays?
Yeah.
You empty out the beer carton boxes and they become the recycling bin?
Absolutely.
But you know what's interesting? So we're staying with our in-laws at the moment, and his dad's a bit of a environmentalist, I guess. Like that he grows all his own food and all that. Like I aspire to be like that one day, but it's probably never going to happen. But anyway, so he gave us this, like, he's really into composting. So he's been giving us this, just a container to put all our food scraps in.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, my husband's like, oh, can you go take the food scraps out to the worm farm? And I'm like, what? Mind you, we're not on a property. We're in town.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Worm farm. And anyway, he showed me where it is and how to do it. And oh my God, it is the stuff of nightmares.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I had a version of my own composting going on in my bin. So it was hot over summer in WA.
Oh!
And some of the days got over 45 degrees. I'm about 40-ish. It was hot. And I didn't realize that my wife had already put the prawn heads in the bin. And then this bin is already containing gross things like my cat, Winston, his kitty litter. So the bin got emptied and I didn't even notice. Like the bin got empty and I walked over to it to take it back inside. Normally it lives in the garage. I opened the bin and the smell came at me and just slapped me in the face so hard I actually threw up. Like out of a movie, I fully threw up and it went all over my wife's fern.
This is when you set the bin on fire and then ask council for a new one.
That's what I thought. I thought that was one of the options. What I ended up doing was I ended up pruning the rosemary hedge and just loading it with that and going, that will do. That will. And it's good
very
now.
Very Martha Stewart of you.
Thank you. That's what I aspire to be. You aspire to be one day all environmental.
So I'm like, burn it to the ground. You're like, oh, I might add a twig of rosemary into that.
Don't paint me in that light. We're learning a little bit more about you. You know, learning you got a dog, learning that you got a husband, learning that you're still stuck in New South Wales. We're learning a lot.
Yeah, and all of those things have kind of created the perfect storm in my life at the moment, to be honest with you, because obviously I'm desperate to get to WA.
Desperate is an understatement.
I'm so excited. I'm counting down the days till Feb 5th till I can get let over the border safely. I've got my racks ready to go. I'm being COVID safe. But yeah, so what's my situation has changed. So in the interim, we've been lucky enough to already lock in a rental in WA.
That's great. That's good.
Which, yeah, I feel super blessed and lucky because I know that they're hard to come by.
Yeah, not an easy feat. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. So, but what had happened was we were paying rent on our place in New South Wales as well. So it was beyond expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
So me and my husband sat down, had a little round table discussion and said, let's just move in with the in-laws where we don't have to deal with double rent. And that meant that we had to move towns. So Russell had to quit his job. And obviously he's not going to find anyone that's going to employ him for a couple of weeks till we can get to WA.
Mm-hmm.
So he has found himself unemployed for the first time in a long time.
Oh, okay.
And I could tell in the lead up to it, he was really struggling because he's someone that always has to be on the go.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I am loving this life. I come home from work to a clean house, dinner's on, the washing's folded. And you know what? He's not hating it either because he's out of the two of us, he's always been kind of more of the domesticated one.
Yeah.
But his hours have always been more demanding than mine. So he hasn't been able to be as domestic.
Yeah.
And with this new dynamic, it's like we've kind of found a sweet spot in our relationship. Like he's loving and being proud of, like, you know, being able to keep the house nice and tidy. And I'm loving coming home to that.
Yeah.
And so I'm starting to drop hints to him like, you know, when we get to WA, don't be in a rush to find anything. You know, we'll just live quite cheaply. I think we can make it work on one wage. And
because
he's already he's studying as well.
Yeah.
So he'll only be working part time when we get there. But I'm like, don't even worry about that.
I love it. You're right.
I'm happy to cut out some, you know, expensive dinners out to have a beautiful home cooked meal in. Like, I'm happy to stick to a budget if it means that I get to keep Russell at home. I know it sounds a bit backwards wanting a home hubby, but I'm loving this
life.
Well,
if he's loving it and you're loving it, to be fair, like, I mean, I do most of the chores in our house when it comes to, like, folding, washing and things like that. I don't cook because I wouldn't do that to my wife, but it's, but I like to see that the roles reversed.
I think it's a mental thing for him not working. Like, I don't think he could do it. Like,
no.
I know he is struggling a little bit without it, but I said, don't even worry about it. Like,
I love, like, no one else can see you, but every time, don't even worry. Your whole hands change.
I'm really loving this dynamic. Because there's nothing I hate more in this world than household chores and anything. I was living like a wild animal when he met me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think he had to go to through a whole training program just to domesticate me. I really want to keep this dynamic going with him, but I think he's not all the way there yet. I think he still wants to head back to work.
Well, I think I know how to fix this. You need to hire him.
Hire a hubby. Put him on an hourly wage.
Just put him on a wage. And then you're fine.
The whole dynamic of the relationship, though.
Make it more accountable.
I'm wondering what costs more than others. There's going to be certain tasks that I feel like there'll be some inflation involved, if you know what I'm saying.
That's a private chat. I don't want to dive too much more into that one. Next up, some Netflix hacks. Yeah, we're not touching on that. Do it after this. You're on it.
And a lot of people, Alan, have probably been watching more telly than usual as we're heading towards the end of summer holidays. I know I went through the whole Netflix catalogue.
Oh, that's good of you. I wonder who was doing
really
that.
Living my best life, aren't
yep,
I?
Yep.
No, but in all honesty, though, so many people, as you know what, especially if people are trying to be a bit more COVID safe, if they're in some hot spots, you know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it is a great way to keep yourself safe. So really watching Netflix is just doing your bit for the community at this point, isn't it?
Is that how we're justifying? I love it. Continue. I love the justification.
So, I've got some great Netflix hacks for people.
Oh.
These are genuine, like, these are good ones.
Okay.
So did you know that Netflix has free games that you can access?
I did not know that. Are they good games?
I haven't played them yet.
Okay.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right.
I mean, you can test the waters for me. No, but you can only access them via the apps. So you can access them on Android and on Apple as well.
Okay, yep.
So all you got to do is open up your app, type in games into the search bar. You know how you can search for a program on Netflix? Just type in games, and then you'll notice three games will pop up. And this is probably out of all of them, this is the one I would play because I'm obsessed with Stranger Things. There is a Stranger Things game that you can play.
There you go.
So all you're going to do is click get game, install it, and you can play.
Cool. Any other hacks?
Yes. This one I feel like is great for WA residents that have people maybe stuck over the border. So you can actually set up a Netflix viewing party. So basically it's like a little Chrome extension that you can get. And it allows, you can set up kind of like a room so that, say, you know, you've got a couple of relos over east, say you've got a co-host over east, and you both want to binge watch something together.
Oh, wait, that's me.
So basically what it'll do is it'll start the program and you'll all be watching it at the exact same time. But on top of that, it also opens up a chat feature so you can discuss what's going on as the show goes along.
That's kind of cool.
I hate that. I don't need running commentary when I'm watching TV.
No, but if it's a chat, like as long as they're not talking and you can just chat, yeah, I don't mind that. You know, with something kind of
that's
trashy
cool,
that you're watching. Yeah, like Bridgerton.
Okay. I've saved the best till last. Because if anyone's been binge watching stuff over summer holidays, especially when it comes to Netflix, sometimes I feel like I just have watched everything and there's no new programs on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel that way. That's why I literally just cancel Netflix. Yeah, that and the dollar hike.
Yeah. If anything was worth protesting against, it's that dollar hike.
Mm-hmm.
No, but seriously, this is really cool. So there's a whole bunch of hidden categories on Netflix that you can access via typing in certain numbers into the search bar.
What numbers? Is it a long number? Is it number one?
No, they're not. And you can basically, look, I'm not going to give them out all on air, but if you just Google Netflix cheat codes, it'll come up with them all online. So for instance, right, if you're an anime fan, if you type in 7424, it'll bring up catalogs and catalogs of anime content at your disposal. So there you go. That's where you can make up for the extra dollar you're paying, Alan.
Bang. If you could share that link in the Alan and Carly Facebook group,
say people happy to.
A Google search, we'll do
I
that.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's legal.
Maybe don't then. Maybe don't. Jeez, it's all been happening, hasn't it, for the Southwest. As of 6 p.m. last night, mandatory face masks, which I can't remember the last time this had to happen, to be honest, Carly. It's fairly new-ish.
I can't remember the last time I had a naked face.
Oh, yeah, New South Wales. Yeah, you guys are used to it. But over here, masks are kind of, it's been a Perth and Peel thing for a while. But yeah, mandatory. Because normally what happens is the Southwest doesn't have to wear them. Well, pretty much the whole of regional WA. But then people that have traveled to Perth and Peel have to wear them. So you can spot the Perth people, you know, in Bunbury or whatnot on Victoria Street. You go, there you are, there you are, there you are. But now the Southwest has to do it for inside areas. So that's also vulnerable settings as well, like your aged care facilities and hospitals. Full details you can find at wa.gov.au/government. But Carly, you got some tips for us? For us new to masks?
I do, because it's been a couple of years now of mask wearing. And let me tell you, your face will break out. You will get pimples. Well, actually, no, this might, if you wear makeup. So my advice would be from the nose down, don't even worry about it.
Oh, but when you take off your face, then you're not going to have a, like your lips and
stuff. Yeah, but you're wearing the mask in most places.
That's true.
Otherwise, if you're anything like me and you get makeup all over the mask and it makes your skin break out. So that would be my first bit of advice.
Okay, I'm writing
it down. If you're a glasses wearer, you really need to take this in because it's really awkward, even with your sunnies. So I found by pushing your glasses forward on your nose, it allows the air to circulate and then stops them from fogging up.
Oh, so you look like a naughty librarian. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Excellent.
And you can look down your nose through your glasses at people.
Like you're telling everyone off. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Excellent.
Also, if you've got one of those material masks.
Yes.
Here's a little hot tip. If you iron it, not only is it obviously going to keep it crinkle free, but it also helps kill the germs, all the heat. So iron it regularly.
Is that a thing? I had no idea. Okay.
It's a thing according to me.
According to you.
Doesn't heat kill all germs? I mean, I'm no scientist.
No,
I mean, your wife is, so maybe she should be doing this segment. But I've got one more.
All right, go.
Because this one I think a lot of people will not be thinking of, but a lot of people that have Face ID on their phones,
you can
actually reset it so it still scans your face with your mask on.
Oh, that's good. That's a, there you go. Because all the rest of the hacks, I was like, I'm not going to use any of these, but that one's good. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, so you need to go to your Face ID, reset, go Face ID settings, click on setup and alternate appearance.
Alternate appearance. Okay.
And no, it doesn't mean if you get yourself a nose ring.
Okay, yep.
And then you just rescan your face.
So there you go. Well,
you don't have to pull your mask down every time you want to open up your phone.
Yeah, well, hopefully that helps everyone in the Southwest today as they're waking up to the news that they're going to rock those face masks.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.